Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting from Daf Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. In the previous Daf, the Gemara discussed when a Yavam does a Chalitza to a Yevamo, what happens to the other brothers, and what happens to the Tzara of this Yevamo? What is the status of the Tzara? And the Gemara brought the opinion that if one does a chalitza to a yevama, the other wives, the tzaras, they stay in their original state of being eshesach. And so to speak, retroactively we found out that the other wives did not have a din of yevama. They had a din of eshesach that never fell to yibum. Meaning, once a yevam does a chalitza, he designated this yevama to be the one who's doing the mitzvah, and the other wives, the other tzaras, stay in their original state of eshesach. So it says the Gemara now a question according to this opinion. Rabbi Yudin asked, "Keman da'oma kol moedim b'tzar shuuchayov." According to Madama that says that the tzara remains with the original isra of eshesach, which that translates to be that once he does chalitza to one woman, mizbar that the other wives were never a yevama. So what about the following case? Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Shimon dies without children and he has two wives, Leah and Zilpah. Now once Shimon dies and he has these two wives, they need to do either Yibum or Chalitza. One of them has to do Yibum or Chalitza. And nobody else can do Kiddush, can give Kiddushin to one of these wives while they're waiting to get Yibum or Chalitza. Because Ein Kiddushin Toivsim be Yevam Alashuk. A Yevam who's waiting for either Chalitza or Yibum cannot accept Kiddushin from somebody else. Now what happens with the following? Kiddush echad min ashuk is echad mehem. One came, called Shmerel, and gave kiddushin to Leah. And then the yavam comes and does either yibum or chalitza to Leah. That's clear upokur min kiddushin. There will be no kiddushin to Leah because Leah is the designated yavama, and she can't accept kiddushin with somebody else. But what happens if cholatz lechaver to Baaleo? What happens if the yavam, he had either Yibum or Chalitza with Zilpah, meaning with the second wife of Shimon. So the Churo lemafreya cholo alea kiddushin. So now, according to this mandomer that says, the ones who do Chalitza to one Yevamo, the Tzara, the other wife, Mizbar lemafreya, that she was never Yevamo. So if Shmuel gave kiddushin to Leah, and Zilpah is the one who received the Chalitza from Reuven, then lemafreya should be mizbarer that the kiddushin that Shmuel gave Leah should be chal. In other words, if someone gives kiddushin to a yevama who's waiting for chalitza and yibum, it's totally violent. If she's going to be receiving a chalitza, or she'll be the one being the yevama doing the mitzvah of yibum, so then the kiddushin are not chal. But if the tzara will be the one receiving the chalitza or yibum, so then the kiddushin will be chal lemafreya. Omav Shimi, Loiken Omav Yanai, Nimnu Shloishim, Ekama Skenim, 30-something Skenim, they got together and they were Kreveya, Minayin She'ein Kedushin Toivsim Be'evoma. How do we know Kedushin or Nachal Be'evoma? Tomod Loimer, Loisiyah Eishas Ameis Hachutso Lishzar, Shaloye La Havaya Etzalacher. Loisiyah Loshon Havaya, Min Kedushin, there will be no Kedush Lacher. So this Limu tells you the Kedushin or Nachal Be'evoma, not even Lamafreya. This is a proof that Shimi brings against Reb Yudin, that we don't say the Kiddushin is chal by Yevam and Lamafreya. Omer Reb Yechon says, I have another proof. For Lo Mastis Eizen in Afer Shem Mishnah, or La'achar Sheyach Lo Tzlach Yevamich Einim Mekudeshes. This is the Mishnah in Kiddushin. If one comes and gives Kiddushin to a woman in a way which is Dovah Shaloi Bo Elohim, for example, he gives a Kiddushin to a woman who's not Jewish and says, when you'll become a Giyoris, then the Kiddushin will be Chal. The Kiddushin doesn't work because you can't give Kiddushin to Shalom Baloilam. So there, one of the examples is, he gives Kiddushin to Yevon, and he says, after the Chalitza, the Kiddushin will be Chal. This is not a good Kiddushin. Why not? L'chura, it should be a good Kiddushin if the other Tzara gets the Chalitza. So Rabbi Yochanan learns from this Mishnah, from this blanket statement, that says that anytime you give kiddushin to a yevamo, la'acha she'ach letzach yevamo, it will be chal after chalitza. It doesn't work. That tells you it doesn't work by none of the yevamos. Not the yevamo, not the tzara. And on this proof of Rabbi Yochanan, hoyo Rabbi Yanai, that's the girso, the correct girso, Rabbi Yanai mikalis lo, Rabbi Yanai really liked this rayo. And he brought a few psukim to say, What a gewaldik arayo. By the pasuk it says, Hazolim zohov mikis, meaning gold is pouring out of his pocket. Another pasuk, Bni al yeloizu me'enecho, people should not move or tilt from your words, from your eyes. Chochom bni v'samach libi, when my son is smart, I'm happy. Ten lachochom v'yech kamoy, give something to a chochom and he becomes even more chochom. Yishma chochom v'yosef lekach. Chochom hears and he adds more to it. So Rabbi Yana gave many shvachim to Rabbi Yochanan's raya. Omam b'shim elokesh, batar kol elin kilusayah. So all these kilusim, all these shvachim that Rabbi Yana is giving Rabbi Yochanan, the raya is not a great raya. Why? Because yochalu anapotolo ki Rabbi Akiva. Maybe that mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Te Rabbi Akiva oimri yesh mamzer b'yevamo. According to Rabbi Akiva, if someone has a relationship with a yevamo, lashuk, so the child will be a mamzer. So according to him, kiddush are not toifis. Because whenever he is there is a mamzer, kiddush are not toifis. But Rabbanon, they're arguing Rabbi Akiva, and they hold there's no mamzer, they'll hold kiddush in his toifis. And the Gemara brings another rejection to the raya. There is one yevama. Here we talk about two yevamas. Shanya isru yevama achas, shanya isru shte yevamas. Meaning the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan quoted is talking about that there's only one yevama. Comes a person to this yevama instead of giving you kedushin and it will be chal once the chalitza happens, then it's clearly dava shelo b'loilam. But if there are two yevamas, and one of them received kiddushin, and the other one is the one receiving chalitza. So maybe in a chenami, the kiddush will be chal on the tzara, as Rav Yudin said. So that will answer the two questions the Gemara brought: one from the Mishnah that says the kiddush is not toifes, and also from the case that he said that the chachamim, the shloishi v'kavas came and said the kiddush is not toifes yevama, meaning it's a statement we have only one yevama. If we have two, maybe it could be toifes kiddushin. Ketir is the Gemara Rav Yudin bo. Going back to yesterday's sugya, if Shimon died and he had a few wives and he had a few brothers, Reuven did chalitza to Leah, so Zilpah becomes for him Yisrael Shesach, and for the other brothers, both Leah and Zilpah have a Yisrael Shesach, it goes back to the original state. Only the one who did the chalitza for him, this yevama they did chalitza to, is not anymore eshezach. So he's ainu chayav al chalutzo, al chayav al tzara. For the tzara, he has chiyuv eshezach. And that includes that for the brothers, they have isur eshezach on both. And what's the explanation? The chalitza is a ptur. As we mentioned in yesterday's daf, the idea is the chalitza is not a relationship between the yevama and the yevama. In regards to the other brothers, it's a ptur. In other words, this Yavam was able to take her out, but she goes back to the original state because she doesn't belong to the new brother. She belongs to the original brother. So the Gemara comes and says right now, according to that, be a ptur as well. If Reuven will not do chalitza to Leah, but he will have a bia with Leah, meaning he's going to marry Leah. So the Chura will have the same din, that for the other brothers, she still considered to be the Eishes Ach of Shimon. The same way when Reuven does chalitza, so for the other brothers, she's considered to be the Eishes Ach of Shimon. So the Gemara understands right now that if Reuven did Yibum, also she's considered to be the Eishes Ach of Shimon. And as the Gemara concludes, Kamo de teima cholotzlo nesro lochin, vete kavoso bo leo nesro lochin. The same way when he did chalitza, she becomes also to the other brothers, meaning because of the issues of Shimon. So also when he did Bia, they still have the same Isser of the Eishes Ach of Shimon. Ask the Gemara, Batani Rab Chiyo, Meis Rishon Yibim Hasheni, Meis Hasheni Yibim Hashlishi. Rab Chiyo says something, and as Rab Chaim points out, it's a tougher posture that comes from the Mishnah as well. If Shimon died and Reuven did Yibun to Leah, and now Reuven died, the din is that Levi, a third brother, could do Yibum to Leah. How can that be? She's also in Leah because she was the Eishes Ach of Shimon. Once Reuven did Yibum to Leah, so now Leah is still an Eishes Ach of Shimon for Levi. So how can Levi do Yibum for her? Shimon's Yibum, Shimon's Eishes Ach, it was never paka, never went away. Omar Rabbi Yosi, no, you don't. This is wrong what you just said. Matzova hi chalitza hi bia. Chalitza and bia are not the same thing. Kivan shecholotzo, when Reuven did chalitza to Leo, nekro himeno zika sames lemafreya. So there's no zika sames for the other brothers retroactively. And if there's no zika, zika means what gives them the rishus to do yibum chalitzo, so the mafreya chalalei sur shel meis etzel ha'achin. Then as we explained several times, she becomes now also in the Easter Eishes Ach of Shimon. But that's only when Reuven did Chalitza. But if Reuven had Bia with Leah, meaning he married her, now she becomes his wife. Now for the other brothers as well, the Easter Eishes Ach of Shimon goes away, and she's the wife of Reuven. And mainly that's what Tani Rab Chiya, that's the Brayso we mentioned, Mesa Rishon Yibim Hasheni, Mesa Sheni Yibim Hashlishi. Now, if Reuven dies, so then Levi could come and do Yibum, because she's not anymore the Eishes HaMeis of Shimon, only the Eishes HaMeis of Reuven. So the Gemara concludes that there's a difference between Chalitza and Yibum. Chalitza brings her back to the original state of being Eishes Ach of Shimon. But Yibum, Reuven does Yibum, she is not anymore Eishes Ach of Shimon, she's only Eishes Ach of Reuven, and if he dies, the mitzvah of Yibum is Chal. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah with the list of the women that are Arias. It says, Achoyser mi'imoy, his sister from his mother's maternal sister, explains the Gemara, Nesua la'achim me'aviv. And this really applies to the entire list of the Mishnah. This half-sister married his half-brother, and now the brother died. So usually there'll be a mitzvah of Yibum, but here there's no mitzvah of Yibum because she's Erva. Achoyser mi'imoy, his mother's sister's aunt. So what will be the case that she falls le'yibum? Says the Gemara, Gavar ubrei nas bin tartin achovon. A father and son marry two sisters. Meaning Yaakov and Shimon marry two sisters, Leah and Rachel. Yaakov and Leah had a son named Reuven, and Shimon dies without children. So Reuven should have done Yibun to the wife of Shimon. But the wife of Shimon is the sister of his mother. The wife of Shimon is Rachel, who's the sister of Leah, the mother of Reuven. Achos Ishtar, what's the case of the wife's sister? Trinochi Nasbin Latarti Nachovon. This is too simple. Two brothers marry two sisters. One of the brothers died, so the other brother can't do Yibum because it's Achos Ishtar. Continues the Gemara with base. We said in the Mishnah Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoy that there's no Yibum in a maternal brother, only a paternal brother, only a brother that shares a father, now a brother shares a mother. Says the Gemara, we know that Nimar Kan Ochim Nimar Loholan Shnim Basar Avadecho Ochim Anachno. It says Ochim by Yibum, and it says Ochim by Bnei Yaakov. Ma Ochim Shnimar Loholan Bachim Minahav Akosum Adaber. By Bnei Yaakov, we talk about the children of Yaakov, all paternal brothers. Av Ochim Shnimar Kan Bachim Minahav Akosum Adaber. By Yibum as well, we're talking about paternal brothers. He brings another drasha. It says yeshiva by Yibum ki yeshu achim yachtov, and it says yeshiva by Eretz Yisrael v'yorashto v'yoshavta bo. My yeshiva shenemar la'olon yeshiva sheshima yerusha. The yeshiva there is speaking about inheritance, about yerusha. Av yeshiva shenemar kan yeshiva sheshima yerusha. So here we talk about inheritance, and inheritance is only achim minav. Only brothers inherit the father, not the mother. Rabbi Chaim brings the drasha, Mishpachas Av, Kruya Mishpacha. Rabbi Avoyim Bar Bizna, B'Shar Rabbi Yonasan, the Beis Kuvrin, brings a third drasha, Yeshu, it says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov, et she Yeshivosom Bebayis Echot, they live together in the same house. Yotzu Ochim in Ahem, Shezo Olech LeBeis Aviv, Vezo Olech LeBeis Aviv. Usually the kids live in the father's house, so if you have maternal brothers, they're not living together in the same house. Continues the Gemara, brings the pasuk, says Yachdov. From here you learn Prat Le'eshes Elchiv Shaloi Hoya Boilamoi. Meaning after Shimon died, Reuven was born. Only after his death. So that's called Achiv Shaloi Hoya Boilamoi. They're not living in the same world. They weren't living Yachdov together. So there's no mitzvah Yibum. Rabboin Barchia Omar. Rabboba Memel Boy. He asked the following question. Ailonish Ve'eshes Elchiv Shaloi Hoya Boilamoi Hoya Parsha. We learn from the Psukim about two women that cannot have Yibum. One is Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Boilom, which we just mentioned, and one is an Ailonis who cannot have children. Machomis Omar, why do you say that Ailonis Tzaroso Muteres? Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Boilom, Tzaroso Asura. If Shimon has two wives, one is an Ailonis, and the other one is a Tzaro, Ailonis will not have a mitzvah of Yibum, but the Tzaro will have the mitzvah of Yibum. But by Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Boilom, if Shimon has two wives, and one of them goes and marries another brother, another brother does Yibum to her, and then that brother dies, the brother that was born after the death of Shimon cannot do Yibum or Chalitza even to the Tzara. What's the difference? Omer le Ayonis mitam acheret seiso. Ayonis is exeris akosuf. Asher teilet yotzo zu sheina yuletis. Because she can't have children, she's not in the Iparsha of Yibum. Lo dayecho sheinu misebemes l'shatam vakesh l'esor tzaraso. So she doesn't do Yibum. But why should the Tzara not do a Yibum? Avalishes Okiv Shaloya Boilomoy Everhi Ervo Peteret Sarasa. Heshes Okiv Shaloya Boilomoy is not exercised a customer, but she's considered to be an Ervo. She's considered to be one who doesn't follow Yibum. So she's Pteret Sarasa. Reb Chaim explains that the main difference is Ailunis is not a Ptur because of Erva. She's not an Erva. She has a technical thing. But Eishes Agav Shaloi B'Olamoi is not in the Parsha of Yibum. So she has the Iser Erva of Eishes Ach. Only an Iser Erva causes the Tzara to be Pater. Not an Iser, which is a side Iser, like Iser Ailunis. Asi Oma Asi argues, and he says, Tzoras Ailunis Asura. And Echanami, the Tzara of Ailunis will be Asur. Mastisa Pliga Alasi, we have the Mishnah argues in Asi. Because it says, V'kulom imeisoi mianu oinis garshu, oishenim tzu Ailunis. In all the cases that we're going to learn, that if the Yavama herself died, or she did miun, referring to a underage girl that was married, that she could come and refuse the marriage, or in his gash, or they were divorced, or she nimtzu ailonis, in all the cases, tsarasei mutaris. So if they're not here, they're arayas, the tsara is mutar, and if they found out to be ailonis, so the tsara is a tsara of ailonis, as well as the erva, the tsara is mutar. So you see that a tsaras ailonis, it does have a denibum. So they were Rabboin Barchia B'Shem Rabboba Memel, Madama Rav Asi Kerameir. He holds like a mayor. There are mayor Amar Kol She'ein Atomi Abimeini Ein Atomi Abim Tzarosi. Rameir said the rule, if there's no Yibum to one woman, so the Tzar doesn't have Yibum as well, regardless what's the reason why the Yibum was not in the first. If it's because of Ervo, is it because of Ailonis, always the Tzar will be Potter, and that's what Asi holds. The last case of the Mishnah is Vikalosoi, his daughter-in-law. On my Yosi Zoy Sumer, so learn from here, Shemutor Lo Odom Liso Es Eishes Ben Ochiv. Meaning one can marry the wife of his nephew. After his nephew dies or divorced her, he can marry her, even though now Mitzvah Yibum will go away. Because if this person who married the wife of his nephew dies, the brother can do Yibum. Because she is Eishes Bnoi, she used to be the wife of his son, meaning she is a Kalasai, she is his daughter-in-law. And what the Gemara is teaching us, the fact that you have this case of Kalasoi, the Gemara understands that the marriage was done properly. So that means that he's allowed to do this marriage. And from here you see that you don't do Cheshboinus, if one will marry this woman, so then maybe Yibum will not be Miskayim. We don't do these Cheshbon. And this applies, says Reb Chaim, to all the list of the Mishnah, the entire list of the 15 women. The one does not have to refrain himself from marrying someone that will cause that there will not be Yibum because she is an erva to his brother. But Reb Chaim stays with Tzorach Yiyun. What's the raya from the Mishnah? Maybe we talk about a case that it happened by Aveira, meaning someone married this woman and she not really marry her because this causes the Yibum to be batal. But if it did happen, so this will be the halacha. It's not so clear. The Gemara sees from here that the lechatchila one could do these marriages. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Dalet.